Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my infinite pleasure to welcome not only our listeners throughout the world, but also the four talented and individual performers who've joined me this week to play Just a Minute. We are delighted to welcome back the completely individual and highly talented Julian Clary, and sitting beside him, an individual and talented comedy performer, Linda Smith. And on my right, facing the audience, someone who is a true individual in every sense of the word, including when he plays Just a Minute, that is Clement Freud. And our fourth guest, an individual actor from the world of theatre, Simon Williams. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who is going to help me keep the score and blow whistle when 60 seconds is up. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak individually, of course, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Britannia Royal Naval College at Dartmouth. And we have in front of us a true naval audience representing all branches of the Navy, with a lot of civilians thrown in amongst them as well for small measure. And they're going to cheer us on our way as we start the show this week with Simon Williams. So, Simon, what a subject for a fella to take for starters. Powdering my nose.
Oh.
Tell us something about powdering my nose in Just a Minute, starting now.
Well, powdering my nose is, to my mind, a euphemism. We English people like to have euphemisms for different things, rather like we have a euphemism for sweating, which is euphemism.
The challenge euphemism. First.
Three euphemisms.
Yes, he repeated euphemism. So, Linda, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. You take over the subject. You have 50 seconds available. Powdering my nose, starting now.
When my auntie used to say, I'm just going to powder my nose, I used to be confused because I didn't realise that she actually meant something else. How many times does that woman need to powder her nose, I used to think. She'll end up looking like Coco the Clown.
Julian Clary.
She thinks.
Yes, used to think. So, Julian, you have a correct challenge, and you have a point for that, and you have the subject of powdering my nose. You have 34 seconds. Starting now.
As has already been established, the term powdering my nose has several meanings. The general, the specific, and the euphemistic. The specific would mean the application...
Clement Freud challenge.
Two specifics.
There were two specifics. Yes. Difficult. You have 8 seconds. Powdering my nose, starting now.
I am going to see a man about a dog. Would you like to wash your hands?
Julian Clary challenge.
He's deviating.
Yes, the subject is powdering my nose. He gave us two other euphemisms. And this time you have got in. With 2 seconds to go on powdering my nose, Julian, starting now.
At the Groucho Club in a place...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And on this occasion, it was Julian Clary who is in the lead ahead of Clement Freud and Linda Smith and Simon Williams in that order. Clement Freud, would you please take the next round? And what a subject. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Can you talk? Can you actually say it? I mean, this is going to be the challenge, isn't it? 60 seconds starting now.
I always learnt that the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog was a sentence which involved every vowel and consonant of the English language, and that anti-disestablishmentarianism was the longest word in the dictionary. Now, there are obviously longer...
Simon Williams, you challenge.
I think there was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes, Simon. So you've gone in with the correct challenge. You have 40 seconds. Can you tell us something about anti-disestablishmentarianism starting now?
Contrary to public belief, I don't think that anti-disestablishmentarianism is the longest word in the English dictionary. The word that is longest, the lengthiest word, that is to say, in the Oxford Dictionary, is in fact smiles.
Julian Clary challenged.
Repetition of Oxford.
And dictionary, yes.
And dictionary.
It's difficult, isn't it? 26 seconds for you, Julian. You tell us something about anti-disestablishmentarianism starting now.
It's one of those meaningless phrases that you might...
Clement Freud challenge.
It is full of meaning.
What a difficult decision to make, because maybe to Julian it doesn't, it hasn't much meaning at all, but to you, Clement...
Meaningless means it has no meaning, and disestablishment is divorcing the right of the Prime Minister to make appointments in the church.
I think you've convinced me, Clement.
Thank you.
I was about to explain why it had no meaning.
Oh, that's another problem, isn't it? Right. I think I must be just here and give the balance in favour of Clement Freud, and I always redress the balance if I have an opportunity later. Say, Clement, a correct challenge, 24 seconds, anti-disestablishmentarianism, starting now.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is what gives Her Majesty the Queen the right to interfere in politics of the church, and I'm against it.
Julian, challenge.
I don't think it is.
I don't think the word just gives her the personal right to do it. She could be involved if anti-disestablishmentarianism
would
came
like
into existence.
Would you like to redress the balance, like you said, Jacob?
You took the very words out of my mouth. I am redressing the balance and giving the benefit of the doubt to you, Julian, and giving you 14 seconds... No, giving you... You have 14 seconds. Anti-disestablishmentarianism starting now.
It's a ridiculous word that I'm not even going to attempt to get my tongue around.
Clement Freud, challenge.
I don't think it is.
There I heartily disagree with you, Clement. I think it is a ridiculous word. It's a difficult word, too. Julian, I think it was an incorrect challenge. You have another point. Anti-disestablishmentarianism starting now.
You might hear it one day, possibly, perchance, on the South Bank show. I personally couldn't even...
Linda, challenged.
I don't think you would. It's gone very down market, the South Bank.
I think you might hear it anywhere. You could hear it on the South Bank show. So within the rules of just a minute, I couldn't give it against Julian. So, Julian, you're leaping ahead, and you have only 1 second on this subject, starting now.
I couldn't even spell it.
So once again, Julian Clary was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so and has got a commanding lead at the end of the round. And Julian begins the next round. The subject, the English Riviera. Tell us something about that in this game, Julian, starting now.
The English Riviera is the part of our country where the temperature never drops below 70 degrees, even in the midst of winter. In fact, here we are in January, and sitting before me are 700 naval officers wearing thongs. Some of them are a little bit snug, gentlemen, can I just say? But that's Riviera life for you. Out there on the streets, there's palm trees everywhere. In fact, I really don't know why people bother to go abroad, if indeed they're going abroad for the sunshine.
Linda, you've challenged.
To abroad.
Yes, you've been abroad too much, Julian. So, Linda, you've got him with 28 seconds. You tell us something about the English Riviera, starting now.
The English Riviera. It's a little-known fact that the English Riviera, Devon...
Oh, that's right.
My finger slipped.
It was a slip.
Oh, incorrect challenge. Extra point.
Yes. It might have been a Freudian slip, but... I'll do anything for a laugh, don't worry. But if you're interrupted, Linda, that counts as an interruption, and you get a point for that, and you keep the subject English Riviera, 23 seconds, starting now.
The English Riviera, Devon, is in fact the spiritual home of reggae music. Hence, Bob Marley's famous hit number, Exeter, Movement of Jah People, which was about the terrible traffic jams that you get in this part of the world during the holiday season. Did you know...
So Linda Smith was then speaking as the whistle went and brought that round to an end with a great flourish which the audience enjoyed. Clement, will you take the next round? Oh, a nice naval subject. Well, you can take it any way you wish, actually, in this show. Crow's Nest. Tell us something about Crow's Nest in just a minute, starting now.
People who are in the army have crow's feet, whereas those who are in the navy have a crow's nest, which is usually uppermost and has 5, 6, even 7 people looking out for other ships or land, because in the days of Crow's Nest, there were no binoculars. Poor sods were shot up into the air, closed their eyes, squinted towards the horizon, and then sang What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor, or other similar sea shanties, which were hugely popular in the 16th and 17th centuries, when there wasn't a lot else to do on a sailing boat than sing.
Linda, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yeah. Oh, it took a long time. Yeah. I mean, I think this is the sad thing about this. There's somebody who worked for 45 seconds magnificently on the subject, did all the hard work. You'll probably finish up with no points in this round. Linda comes in with 15 seconds to go. Hesitation, and it is Crow's Nest with you, Linda, starting now.
I wonder.
Simon.
I think that was a hesitation.
No, it doesn't occur to you. You have won it legitimately on a hesitation, Simon. So it was 2 seconds she went without speaking. Right.
Simon, you're a charity case. Accept it.
I'm actually the first person who's come on the show and immediately challenged and offering the subject to somebody else, Simon.
Well,
no, you won the subject. Take it. 13 seconds.
Oh, all right.
Crow's Nest, starting now. Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
No, indeed not. And he just gone, but it's Linda.
Well, I suggest it was. It's exactly what I did.
No.
True.
I've got a clock in front of me, a clock, a watch. I'm so sorry. 2 seconds you didn't speak for. That was
while you were speaking. That would have been rude.
No, I say now, and we start, we press the little nipple here on the...
You see, now that is why you can't concentrate on the game.
So he's all right. He has 12 seconds on the Crow's Nest, starting now.
From the lofty position at the top of a mast, a mariner can see for a considerable distance. What he sees in the distance may...
Julian Clary challenge.
Two C's.
There were two moments.
C and C's.
Yes, it's still the word, C. It's how you hear it. Whether S-E-A or S-E-E doesn't matter.
Oh, no, he said see a considerable distance, what he sees.
I'm thrilled with this charity that is great. I'm going to win.
I think you're right, actually, Clement. I think he did. Who's challenged? Linda.
Just could anybody take Simon in for Christmas dinner next week? He's got nowhere to go.
Right. 5 seconds, Simon. Crow's Nest, starting now.
What might be seen from the Crow's Nest would be...
Julian Clary. So,
see, repeat, of...
I thought he said seen. He said on that occasion seen. He said see, sees, and now he said seen. 2 seconds. Simon Williams on Crow's Nest, starting now.
From a crow's nest, it is likely... Oh.
Simon Williams, speaking as the whistle went, yet again gained an extra point and has surged forward from fourth to third place at the end of that round. And Linda, your turn to begin. Mickey Finn, that's the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Mickey Finn is something that makes you sleepy. One begins to lose consciousness. All the lights in the world seem to dim. Very much the sort of reaction I get when I hear the theme tune to Heartbeat. It's not something I enjoy. I find it tedious. It makes me sleepy. But...
Julian challenge.
Two sleepies?
No, it was sleep the first time, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, Nicholas.
So, Linda, incorrect challenge. Mickey Finn is still with you in 41 seconds, starting now.
I don't know why this soporific drug is named after Mickey Finn. Who is Mickey Finn? It's quite a good name and sounds like a 70s pop star. Mickey Finn and the Tiger Feet would have been a good band and probably still playing in a pub not a million miles from this very venue. If we were to wander down, as I'm sure we will, for a few scoops in town later on, I'm sure we'll find Mickey Finn and his fine band of men.
A Clement Freud challenge.
Two bands.
It was a band before. Yes, that's right, yes. So, Clement, you've got in with 14 seconds to tell us something about Mickey Finn, starting now.
Mickey Finns are something that you slip people. It's very odd. Other drinks are poured, given, dispensed, bought, purchased. But a Mickey Finn, especially on the English Riviera, go from Torquay to Penton.
Clement Freud. Got that extra point. Speaking as the whistle went, with other points in the round, he's moving forward, creeping up on our leader, Julian Clary, and he also begins the next round. Playing bingo, Clement. And tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Bingo is a pastime out with my cognizance, simply not something I have done. But before the Gaming Act came about, bingo halls were not allowed to give prizes of money. So instead, when you won, you received...
Julian Clary, Charlotte.
Hesitation.
There was an error there, yes, Julian, so you have a point. You have 44 seconds. You have the subject of playing bingo starting now.
Playing bingo can be very exciting if you get a full house and win a packet of tea. Unfortunately, you may chance to sit on a chair sat on by an old lady who's wet herself. This is one of the many occupational hazards involved in playing one of England's premier games. I play...
Linda, challenge.
Oh, I didn't really mean to challenge there. It was just...
Is it an incorrect challenge, then?
Julian was interrupted, so he gets a point for being interrupted. He has 24 seconds to continue on playing bingo, starting now.
National Bingo is advertised currently on television. In fact, you may have seen it, by Lily Savage, a close personal show business friend. She was telling me how she had to be...
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
He.
Oh! Lily Savage is a woman, but the man who impersonates, takes Lily Savage, is Paul, and he is a man, so Lily
right?
Savage is a woman.
I don't believe it. It can't be true.
So Lily is definitely female, and so it is she, and therefore playing bingo is still with Julian, starting now.
It's the most marvellous game in the world. It really makes...
Clement, challenge.
Repetition of game.
It is a game. You did say that before, and... Clement, you have another point. And you have 9 seconds on playing bingo starting now.
Leslie Joseph, I believe, is incredibly keen.
Julian Clary, challenge.
There's no need for that kind of talk.
I think I should explain to our listeners that the reason there was that big audience reaction then was that when we were here some weeks back playing at Dartmouth, Julian Clary referred to Leslie Joseph more than once, and that's why they responded on that particular occasion, and that was because of the reaction. 6 seconds, Clement, playing bingo, starting now.
In the 1960s, dogs were called...
Julian Clary, challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
You're talking about the 19... whatever it was?
1960s.
Well, I was glazing over.
I don't know what your challenge is about, but... It was a good try over nothing, but Julian, I'm afraid it was incorrect. So Clement has got playing bingo still with 3 seconds to go, starting now.
Dogs were called Ognib, which is...
So Clement Troy kept going to the whistle again. That extra point with other points in the round. He's creeping up on our leader, Julian Clary, but he's still a few points to go, and they're all doing quite well, but Julian begins the next round. Oh, this is a nice subject. Sexing a tadpole. I don't know whether you have any knowledge in that area, but tell us what you can about sexing a tadpole, Julian, starting now.
As far as I understand it, sexing a tadpole is impossible because their genitals aren't yet fully formed, not unlike Dale Winton. One has to wait until they have arms and legs and they hop around, and then you chase them down the garden path, grab them round the middle, flip...
Clement Freud, challenge.
I think round and round is just it.
And that is definitely repetition, yes?
I think so.
Clement, another point. And 42 seconds, sexing a tadpole, starting now.
It is quite true that a tadpole is very small. And if you were to ask a question, what is smaller than a gnat's knickers, the answer would be a knit's knackers.
This one is going.
Yes. Julie, you challenged.
Interesting, but irrelevant, and therefore deviation.
Yes, he wasn't about tadpoles, he was about nits and knackers, wasn't he? Yes. So I think he was deviating, he got away from the tadpole.
In Clement's defence, he might have then gone on to talk about tadpoles' todgers.
He might have done, but he was taking a long time getting there, so it was a deviation. Julian, 31 seconds, take back sexing a tadpole, starting now.
Let's get back to the heart of the matter. We're talking genitals here, we're talking amphibians.
Clement Freud, challenge.
We're talking.
Clement, you got back in again. 26 seconds, sexing a tadpole, starting now.
We're talking sexing a tadpole. A tadpole's genitalia. A tadpole to be sexed. Sexing a tadpole. Never...
Linda, challenged.
Almost willful repetition, I think.
Of what?
Of sexing a tadpole.
But that is a subject on the card, and you're allowed to repeat the subject on the card.
Well, then I stand corrected.
Clement, you still have the subject, and there are 17 seconds, sexing a tadpole, starting now.
The idea of sexing a tadpole is to establish whether it is a male or a female tadpole. That's roughly what we are trying to argue today. And sexing a tadpole is something which should be done by a professional.
Tim McCoy, speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, another point to the right. He's now only 1 point behind our leader, Julian Clary, and Linda Smith follows only not far behind, and then Simon Williams in that order. And Linda, your turn to begin. Barbecues. Tell us something about barbecues in just a minute, starting now.
Barbecues are basically cooking for men. Barbecues appeal to blokes because barbecues involve the total reversal of evolution. Civilization recedes and we are left with a fire, a stick, and a caveman.
Julian, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, she got her laugh and couldn't resist milking it, but unfortunately it was a lovely line. 40 seconds, barbecues with you, Julian, starting now.
Barbecues are something that common people in Australia do. I don't approve of it. I've got better things to do than wander around the garden with a stick in my hand, poking at a sausage. I'd sooner get a takeaway. What's the matter with people? And there's another thing as well that people don't often realise.
Simon Williams challenged.
People was recurring
yes,
several times.
Yes, people was repeated, Simon. So you've got in there with 22 seconds. You tell us something about barbecues starting now.
I think the whole prospect of cooking and eating outside is appalling. Firstly, you put this raw food to the heat and it invariably falls between the struts and you see your kebab quite beyond your reach on the hot coals. Then you retrieve it and burn yourself. And by that time, you've probably been stung by various insects in the garden.
Simon Williams speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and a resounding round of applause from this naval audience here, because it's the first time he was speaking as the whistle went. And you have got quite a lot of points, but I'm afraid you're still in fourth place, but only just behind Linda Smith.
I don't care anymore.
I know. But we're moving into the final round, and out in the lead, Clement Freud and Julian Clary are battling it for first place. And it's the last round, and Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. And very aptly here, as we face this lovely audience here at the Britannia Royal Naval College in Dartmouth, the subject is the Navy. Tell us something. The subject is Navy, Clement, 60 seconds, starting now.
14793850 is something I never was. I had this great desire to be an able seaman, but at my time was called up into the Royal Ulster Rifles. The Navy is the senior service. I never quite understood why. Surely people fought before they sailed. But nevertheless, the Navy, the most...
Simon was a judge.
I think that was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation, Simon. So you have the Navy, and you have 33 seconds to tell us something about the Navy, starting now.
In the words of that lovely song, we joined the Navy to see the sea, and what did we observe? We saw the...
Julian challenge.
He tripped over his words and hesitated.
Yes, he did trip over, only just, though.
There's nothing wrong with tripping over words.
I don't...
There is when you're a trained actor.
I think
that's what it's all about, damn it.
I think he tripped enough to call that hesitation. 26 seconds, we'd love to hear from you on the Navy, Julian. Starting now.
When I join.
Who has challenged Clement?
Hesitation.
No. There wasn't hesitation, was there, audience?
No.
You have another point, Julian, and you have the audience with you, and you have 24 seconds, the Navy, starting now.
I shall join the army in the fullness of time. You know I'm going to. And when I check into the barracks and they say, would you prefer top or bottom? I'll say, let me get unpacked first. Then I shall...
Clement challenged. Simon, you challenged
I
first.
Judge, yes, I did. I thought he was hesitating at the little reminiscent about
he
what
was,
would happen.
He was repeating himself.
He was... Well, that too, of course. Yes, I was going to cover that.
So that would be a safer bet. Right. 11 seconds are available for you to tell us something about the Navy, Simon, starting now.
We joined the Navy.
And Clement Freud challenge.
We've had that.
You did the song before.
I was going to continue it this time, but...
Nobody had you for deviation when you said we joined the Navy to see the sea. The song is we joined the Navy to see the world. Because I get letters from people saying he deviated, but nobody challenged him, as if it was me to tell the people to challenge.
Well, thank you.
Nicholas, you don't get letters. You write them all yourself.
It's what being called a good straight man. You give them a good springboard to come back with a good laugh and get a round of applause. Well done. We enjoyed that, Linda, but...
Not my understanding of a good straight man, is it? You want to get out more?
I should give you both bonus points, but I will resist the temptation. And Simon, you have a... Clement, you had a correct challenge against Simon there. And the Navy's with you. 8 seconds to go in the final round here, starting now.
Up with a lark and to bed with a wren was the sort of thing that, in my day... You get Navy...
Julian Clary challenge.
It's relevant.
Relevance? Why?
It's talking about larks and wrens.
It's well, you have wrens in the Navy, you know.
He's deviating.
He wasn't deviating, because wrens are a part of the Navy, and a very integral part of the Navy, too. And they're mingling on board as well now. The Navy is still with you, Clement, with 2 seconds to go, starting now.
Navy cup tobacco.
As I said a little while ago, this was to be the last round, and Clement Freud brought it to a close. Gain that extra point for doing so. The final situation is that Simon Williams, who's not played as much as the others, but he did extremely well on this return visit to Dartmouth here. He finished equal in third place with Linda Smith. They were both a few points behind Clement Freud, who after that initial surge of Julian Clary's, he didn't quite catch him. So 1 point ahead, it is this week, Julian Clary. So it only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Linda Smith, Julian Clary, Clement Freud and Simon Williams. I must also thank Janet Staplehurst, who's helping me keep the score. She's blown a whistle when the 60 seconds was up. And our producer-director, Chris Neal. And, of course, we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who originally created Just a Minute. And we are most grateful to this lovely naval audience here in the Britannia Royal Naval College at Dartmouth for enjoying the show with us as we have enjoyed it as much. Playing to you. From them, from the panel, from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Cheerio!
Well, that was the last in the current series. Next...